Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:05. Ronnie Chang is coming to the Masonic in San Francisco. I love him. He's actually, was he also in Crazy Rich Asians?
He was, yes.
Yeah, he played like the brother, maybe Awkwafina's brother or something.
Think so.
Something like that. But he, you probably know him best from The Daily Show. He's a great correspondent. He's been on our show before. He's, in fact, I want to say he was sick when he came in. He kept apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, you see how much fun you are. Anyway, Ronnie Chang is coming to the Masonic in San Francisco Saturday, August 1st. So it's his Hope You Get Rich tour. Thanks. The 7 p.m. show sold out instantly, but right now, if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697, you get a pair of tickets to the just-added 9:30 p.m. show. The tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Brandon, you got the phones? Caller number 9 goes to see Ronnie Chang in August. All right. I just scourged my entire pile of everything coronavirus-related.
All right.
I can't guarantee I'm not going to do it at 8.
Okay.
But it's free. So you're doing coronavirus 7:30. Do it.
I will do it.
All right.
I have a lot, too.
There's just...
Including they're bringing that chip to Oakland.
Oh, my God.
Oakland just went, what?
No,
you're doing what?
Oh. Janaea Sky. This is the pole dancer follower.
Oh, okay.
So this chick, I don't know. I mean, it feels like it was only a month ago. I thought they wired your jaw shut for 6 months, 6 weeks. So maybe it has been 6 weeks. I don't know. It feels like just yesterday she fell off this pole.
Or maybe she didn't break her jaw the way, I don't
right.
know.
She's still having trouble. In fact, that's what this story's about.
Oh, right.
She's the chick who, she was 15 feet up on a stripper pole. And she's a trooper, man. You see her land. Can we put a link to that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can
sure.
see that? Because you can't believe she just acts like nothing happened. She splats on the lit dance floor thing, the bottom, the base of the pole, and then she gets on all fours and just starts twerking like the show must go on.
Well, there's a reaction humans have. It's one of those things
okay.
where you
right.
right. You go, I'm okay, I'm right. even though you're not. But you right. say that often because you want that to be
the case.
The case.
Sure. And it's so embarrassing to be hurt in front of other people. I mean, I think that a lot of times we do it like, you know, we laugh things off before we've even had a moment to do a self-assessment. Like, well, let me just try all my joints. Well, let me see if my jaw still works.
Mm-hmm.
She is eating chicken wings again. But she's not eating them the way you might think. She can't bite or chew. So it's a challenge. She had to have her jaw wired shut after that fall. This was a strip club in Texas. Oh, is this the... This is her splatting. Oh, God. Right up under her. Oh, boom. The wires were just removed from her jaw last week, but she's nowhere near having full function of her mouth yet. And she posted up, here's the Instagram video of it, and she's, you know, she's a lovely girl, and her jaw looks fine. So it's just a small sliver of the chicken wing.
Dipped in ranch.
And then she just squishes it up against the top of her mouth. It's hot. It's very. She's got a habanero sauce on there, Vinny. So it's she's got to recover from that. So she puts the piece of chicken in her mouth, and it is a small piece of chicken. It's all she can really manage. She can't chew it. She can't bite it off. She's got to pull it off with her fingers.
I don't know why you wouldn't go with. I mean, that seems like even though you maybe she's a meat eater, but you'd go with ground chicken or something that will break up a little bit more easily than. Regular chicken doesn't break up.
No. She says she takes her tongue and squishes it up against the top of her mouth and waits for the juices in her mouth to help her. So she's just swallowing it whole is
right.
basically what's happening here. But a girl's got to have her chicken wings.
Okay.
And I think if your jaw was wired shut, there would be things like I would be all, I got to have an In-N-Out burger. Like I got to open my mouth wide and bite down on that, you know, and chew that.
Maybe
like you wouldn't be able to wait.
Gross.
Why is it that? Why is it? You can look at a burger and all the items that are on a burger and the whole thing. You put it in your mouth, you chew it up, it becomes blended. Mm-hmm. But you can't put a burger in a blender and just drink that. You can't.
Well, the question is, have you tried? Maybe you can.
I can't. That would be like it would be like eating throw up.
You haven't tried yet, though.
It wouldn't matter. I can tell that I wouldn't
well,
be able to.
Throw up has like the added acid from the stomach.
It doesn't matter, man. It's mush. You can't. No one could. Could you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'd try.
I could blend a burger for you, and you'd be like, "All right."
I think I could do it. Like,
I don't know, man.
I think I told you guys I was doing that for Cameron's food because I tried all of her stuff.
She's a baby. She doesn't
know.
No,
no. So I looked at, you know, the ingredients and I was like, oh, it has carrots and chicken and whatever. And so I was eating some of her food, stuff she didn't finish. I was like, this is delicious. So I started making food for her and blending it. And so I started eating it myself because, one, it's healthy. And, two, I thought it tasted good. So there I was eating a bunch of blended meals.
Yeah.
I haven't tried to eat a whole burrito or
I want you to
a
do
burger.
A, I want you to do a burger or burrito. I want you
I'll
to liquefy
do it for
that.
I'll give it a shot.
Do it.
Why not?
Post it up on your Instagram. We'll be good.
It's kind of a waste of an In-N-Out burger, though, really.
Buy two. You know, if you don't like it, you just eat the other one.
So
anyway,
our
so
favorite
anyway,
stripper is...
She's sucking on chicken pieces and then swallowing right. them, and that's really all she can do.
She's a very pretty lady.
She is very pretty. Yep. And she's quit stripping, by the way. She's like, well, after a fall like that, I could probably never get on that pole again. I'd be too scaredy.
I don't know. I hope that she has found another way to make that kind of money.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Right. You get used to the money that you're making, and next thing you know, you're a 40-year-old stripper on a Tuesday at 11, you know, a.m.
You're doing lunch shift,
sure.
right?
Because everyone else is home with their baby, you know. Amanda Bynes is in the news today. She, last we heard from her, she's getting tattoos on her face. She made Tattoos Day, I think, 2 weeks ago. A big heart on her cheek and then a small one above her eyebrow. And she was, she had a fiance. They were announcing their engagement. His name is Paul Michael. I don't know what he does. Maybe it's in here somewhere.
I can't believe that someone didn't question whether this young lady should have a tattoo on her face.
Yeah, you know, she has a conservatorship. Her mom is her conservator, but I guess as far as like her day-to-day walking, I mean, maybe it was just a financial conservatorship because clearly no one's stepping in. Although they were saying the family will not allow her to marry this guy.
Oh, okay.
That's, you know, because that would be, maybe he'd have to be the conservator. I don't know how that works.
I don't know how her audience crosses over. Maybe the person who did her tattoo has no idea that she's a celebrity.
Right, maybe. Sorry, I didn't watch Nickelodeon. I don't know.
You know, it's funny. So I told you I was in for a tattoo on Friday, mm-hmm. right? To the guy that I usually go to. And it was, this is the first time in 10 years that he was like, oh yeah, I hear that you guys talk about me all the time. Hmm. And I go, you do? Because I just figure the audiences don't mix, you know. I figure.
But you
that...
even said it's becoming so much more mainstream.
Right, and there it
and
is.
I'm sure listeners of ours go, oh, yeah, I've been thinking about getting a tattoo. I want to go to the guy that Vinny
well,
goes to.
Well, I don't even know if they can get in with that guy because he's that in
right?
much in demand. But it was a trip to hear him go, oh, yeah, people have told me a ton of times.
Funny.
I appreciate it.
Oh.
But I didn't want to make it a thing. I didn't want you to feel weird about it. And I was like, well, and I'm thinking... Sarah calls him Scuzz every time.
Almost. I call him Dirt sometimes, too.
Right.
I can overthink exactly. But I got him. You know what it is? Now that Elon Musk got that girl Grimes, I'm so much closer to having his name down. Like, I did know today that it was Grime.
It doesn't matter.
Without the S.
The point is, the audiences do mix more than you think.
They do.
And I would like to think that guy knew who she was and would have said, I'm not going to tattoo your face.
You would
need...
want that. Maybe she paid a premium for it. Like, I get that you don't want to do it. Here's $1,000. Let's just do this thing. I want my face tattooed.
Right.
That's what all the cool kids are doing. Well, I do have some good news on the Amanda Bynes front. She has broken up with her fiance of 3 weeks.
Why is that good news?
It's good news.
He might have been the best thing for her.
Oh, I didn't think of that. I was thinking more along the lines of, what are you doing? You just met this guy.
Well, it's possible he's a barnacle. It's also possible he's her John.
We did split up, he told People magazine. Mm-hmm. I love her, though. She's my best friend. Oh, Us magazine, sorry. They are saying the restrictions of Bynes' conservatorship drove the couple apart. Paul realized the relationship just couldn't go forward because of the obstacles of the conservatorship, and Amanda must live at a sober living facility. She's been under a conservatorship since 2014. A public meltdown saw her placed in a 5150 psychiatric hold. She spent time in treatment last year, so she's at a sober living house now.
I feel terrible for her, and
I
realize it's not my place to pity people, but she is someone who, pictures of her when she's young, she is bright and shiny and full of life.
Yep.
And the pictures of her now, she is dulled. You can just see it in the photo. She's dulled completely.
Well, and she's done about jacked her face up. I mean, she's done a bunch of work to her face. She's like, I don't know how old she is. In her 20s, though, I would think. Maybe
I thought we said she was 33 or something like that.
Oh, is she that old?
Didn't we look it up?
33.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we looked it up.
Yeah. She is a young woman who did not need a bunch of surgeries. Frankly, at 33, don't you know better than to get hearts tattooed on your face?
That's, well.
I don't know. Maybe there is no knowing better.
I think that she's someone who's needs help.
Clearly.
And so the person who tattooed her did her. It's unfortunate.
She can always put makeup on that. It's fine.
All right.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Or she could just have it lasered off.
Same with that other kid who's got, he's got mental issues as well. The other, the Carter kid.
Oh, Aaron Carter.
And
yeah.
That, they did his whole side of his head.
I know. Well, apparently he wanted it over his face and the guy talked him out of that. Said, let's put that here.
Oh, really?
Apparently. But, you know, listen, life is long. He's got plenty of acreage on his face and plenty of people who'll do the work.
Yikes.
Steven Spielberg's porn actress daughter says she is sober for a week now.
Oh, is that what was behind all of the...
Well, the domestic violence arrest from last week. I don't know. She plans to continue her porn career, apparently. These two things are not related. She says she's a week sober following her arrest on domestic violence charges. Michaela Spielberg, 23 years old. Sugar Star. Sugar Shack.
I think it is Sugar Star.
Sugar Star? That's her porn name, by the way. And by the way, it's solo adventures.
It's still considered a sex worker.
Sure. Michaela Spielberg, 23, announced her week of sobriety to her 76,000 Instagram followers.
She has 76,000 Instagram followers.
Yep.
Man.
Navigating my own fears like a pro who somehow still knows nothing, she wrote in a caption accompanying a photo of her arm.
Is that triple the followers we've got?
No, but it's close. It's about double.
I don't even know what I have, but
we have like 30,000?
We as in Alice?
Oh, no. Alice has
56.
56 yeah. Something.
I think you're at 35.
We need more followers. Please follow us.
I'm sure Jane's driving most of that Alice audience, right?
Yeah. I mean, Jane's. What has Jane got for followers? She probably has more than us.
You guys are both at 36,000.
What is...
Who, me and Sarah are?
Yeah, Ben Hassan.
Privately, we're at 36. And what did you say Sugar Star's at?
76,000.
Okay, so double us.
Yeah, double.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know.
Well, she's getting naked.
God, do we have to get naked to get some more followers?
I'm happy to show whatever you want to see.
Let's do it as an experiment. You see if you get more followers, and then maybe I'll...
Should I post a ween shot?
I don't know if you're
allowed
to. Somehow
that'll get me fired.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really
a,
can't.
A, fired. B, banned from Instagram.
Well, I don't care about being banned from Instagram, but fired, that's a problem.
Yeah, fired is always a bad thing. Please follow us on Instagram. Clarky Clark,
what
Ben
if
Hassan.
You describe... So you've seen it. What if you described it to, what do they call those, the artists who do crime pictures?
Sure. A criminal investigation artist? I don't know what they call them. The profile, they do like a, you know.
I wish the name is missing me. That joke
there
was
is,
ruined.
There, no, it was a good one. It was good. Okay, let me do it. Here we go. Well, the perpetrator, it was orange and cone-shaped. Kind of like a traffic cone. It just basically looks like a traffic cone.
Okay.
So. Composite artist?
Composite! Nice.
This girl, Michaela Spielberg, has one post and 76,000 followers, and she's private.
One post?
I wonder if, you know, sometimes you can pay for followers, and it's kind of a scam.
But she only has one post up there? The one and the post is?
One post. She's following 1,200 people, and she has 76,000 followers.
How many people is she following?
She's private. She's following 1,200 people, 1,247 people.
So her one post is this one of her arm?
I guess so.
They say it's a photo of her arm.
I
she's like, I've been sober for a week.
And a photo of her. So she's a needle?
Don't ask me.
I don't get
says
it.
Says a photo of her arm on her private account.
Like her veins.
Or just, I don't know because I haven't seen it. All it's right. Private. But, you know, I mean, it could be. Maybe, you know how, like, if you take a picture of this and you narrow it in, it looks like a butt? Like when you.
So you think she went for the butt joke?
Oh, I could put this up on Instagram.
I'll do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm afraid.
Is that what your butt looks like?
Yeah, looks just like that.
Does it?
Yeah, it's just a square.
Well, then post it.
No, I'm not doing that.
Do it.
Can't do that. They'll think it's really my butt. But everybody knows that one, right? You know, you take the picture close up
familiar,
of the fold of your arm. You know.
But, you know.
Don't do it, people. It looks like a butt. Anyway, she is just working on
a week sober. Good for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, and she this was a fight with her 47-year-old professional darts player fiance Chuck Pankow. She spent 12 hours in custody in Nashville, Tennessee. I guess they're still together. I don't know.
Well, you can do it, Sugar Star.
So listen,
I'm rooting
Star.
For you.
Yeah, is that it?
I don't know. I thought that's what we
I
decided.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's her name, Sugar Star.
You
AKA
can do it.
Michaela Spielberg.
AKA. Yeah, Vandal Princess on Insta.
Vandal Princess on Insta?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Don't follow her. Follow us. Stop it. I know that everyone just went and followed her. So that Ana de Armas. She
it's
is.
Not ringing a bell.
She's the chick I'm in love with. The one who was in Blade Runner 2049 and in Knives Out.
Okay.
Guess who else is in love with her?
Ben Affleck! Oh.
Yeah, apparently. She's Cuban. And here's a picture of her.
I wish
she And they went to Cuba together.
Not. And oh, this is her.
Yeah.
Wow,
oh,
she is a
little
stunner.
Freaking cutie. And you got to see her. Like, she's just, God, she's a good crier. Like, she always has, like, a rim of tears and, like, ready to fall.
I root for Ben Affleck. I like the guy.
Yeah.
And I know that he has a drink problem, and one of the relationships you reported he was in was with a Playboy model whose favorite drink was whiskey.
Right, she's a whiskey like aficionado or connoisseur, or
and
something.
I just thought that is not.
Here are some pictures of them in Havana.
So let's hope she's this young lady's a better influence.
Let's hope. Let's.
But I'll tell you something: relationships in general can really undo you.
Mm.
Like, you're so compromised, you know, when you like someone.
I know.
And there's your poor little heart just sitting there.
Well, some of these, I mean, they're in restaurants and stuff. I assume he's still sober. So anyway, they left Havana Saturday night. We're seen making out in the airport before they boarded their private jet. They are definitely dating, said a source.
Good for them.
He's 47. She's 31. Out to eat, walking around Havana, where she's from. They were pictured smiling and laughing on a walk around the Cuban capital. And there's just a few shots of them around. I don't see anywhere they're making out or anything, but shots.
Well,
shots,
he's got
shots.
No shortage of money. The first thing I think of when I see dude 47, lady 31 is get ready for your second family, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's got enough.
He has enough to support that.
He has enough money to handle that. But that's the first thing I think of is this new one's going to say, well, I'm going to have kids.
And I'm 31, so tick, 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 tick.
But he's got the time and the money to manage that.
Batman, 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 Batman. What should Dolly Parton do for her 75th birthday? She's got something specific in mind. What should she do?
For 75th, I'm trying to think if this is sing at the Grand Ole Opry.
How about be on the cover of Playboy again? She was there in I don't see the year that this was. She did Playboy. She said, "See, I did Playboy magazine years ago. I thought it'd be such a hoot. If they'll go for it, I don't know if they will. I could be on the cover again when I'm 75. Here's a picture of her on the cover. Looks like, I don't know, with the 80s.
Do maybe, they still do the a print version?
I don't think they do. But, you know, she could be on the cover of the online magazine. Maybe she doesn't know that they don't print one anymore.
Well, we don't know.
I certainly don't see Playboys at the stand, the magazine stand, but I'm not really looking for that. So, Brandon? Seen a Playboy magazine? No? Still saying no.
I mean,
of course, kids are not looking for magazines either.
The only place I see a real magazine rack anymore is the airport. So yeah. When I do travel, but I haven't even looked. I don't read.
Even in a 7-Eleven, do they still have magazines back there? I mean, I guess I see like tabloids and some magazines at the supermarket. I try to trick you into buying those.
I don't even think to look. Yeah. When I go to Sevy, I'm usually grabbing a soda or a bag of chips or
one
both.
Of those delicious rotating hot dogs.
No.
Yeah.
I looks like you those. Still can't order it online.
You can order a printed copy.
Order the print copy.
Oh, well, great. For collectors, that actually makes sense, doesn't it? Because there are people who have every issue of that magazine and a giant storage space bill. Vinny, what's coming up?
I've got your latest update on coronavirus and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.